Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every man into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the glory of God came upon them and shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the greatest story ever told. The story of the birth of the only begotten Son of God. Not to worry, we have all the details of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension back to heaven in the four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, each one of these portrays Christ in a different manner. For example, Matthew portrays him as the king of Israel. And as king, he comes to rule and reign. Mark portrays him as the servant of Jehovah. And as servant, he comes to serve and suffer. Luke portrays him as a son of man. And as man, he comes to share and sympathize. John portrays him as a son of God. And as God, he comes to reveal and to redeem. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Now, I invite you to open your Bible. By the way, did I tell you when we open the Bible opens the mind of God? Let's see what God's thinking about in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter number 2. As you're finding your place in the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, I should remind you again, as sure as night follows day and day follows night, God still lives and the Bible is right. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of God endureth forever. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I'm glad it's settled right here on earth in this wonderful book that we call the Bible. Inspired, infallible, inerrant, impeccable, indestructible, powerful, and precious, and perfect, and pure, and pontifical, and preserved for us in our own language in the King James Version. Now I'm going to read Luke chapter 2 and verse number 32. And I shall read it after we pray. Would you join with me, please? Now, Father, we are grateful for that first Christmas when the world was dark and without hope. And you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to live, to die, and to live again, and to save us from our sins. May it be so is our prayer. In Jesus' name and with thanksgiving, amen. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 32. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of my people, Israel. Now in God's economy, there are but two peoples, the Jew and the Gentile. And there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This verse tells us right up front, immediately, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of both Jew and Gentile. So that means he's the Savior of all men. I've entitled my message for this hour, Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus who was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger? Who is this Jesus who was adored by the shepherds of Bethlehem? Who is this Jesus who was worshipped by the wise men, who came from a long distance bearing precious gifts, gifts that were fit for a king, gold and frankincense and myrrh? Who is this Jesus who grew up in the city of Nazareth, fulfilling Old Testament prophecy that said he should be called a Nazarene? Who is this Jesus who confronted the doctors of the law in the temple in Jerusalem when he was a lad 12 years old? Who is this Jesus who was baptized in the Jordan River by his forerunner, John the Baptist? Who is this Jesus who said Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Who is this Jesus who said, the scripture cannot be broken? Who is this Jesus who was tempted of the devil after 40 days of fasting and 40 nights? Who is this Jesus who said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone? Who is this Jesus who said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God? Who is this Jesus who said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve? Who is this Jesus who preached the famous Sermon on the Mount to the multitudes who gathered to hear him? Who is this Jesus who healed the sick, who opened the eyes of the blind, who unstopped deaf ears, who unloosed dumb tongues, who straightened crooked limbs, and who raised the dead? Who is this Jesus who walked on the water, who fed the multitudes, and who turned the water into wine? Who is this Jesus who calmed the stormy waters on the Sea of Galilee when he said, peace, be still? Who is this Jesus who said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Who is this Jesus who said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Who is this Jesus who said, I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Who is this Jesus who said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free? Who is this Jesus who said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Who is this Jesus who said, I am the true vine, ye are the branches? Who is this Jesus who said to Nicodemus, a respected ruler of the Jews, ye must be born again? Who is this Jesus who said, I and my Father are one, and he that hath seen me hath seen the Father? Who is this Jesus who said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me, signifying the death that he should die? Who is this Jesus who said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish? Who is this Jesus who said, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, pride, blasphemy, foolishness? All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Who is this Jesus who said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and I will give to him that is athirst of the water of life freely? Who is this Jesus who said, have faith in God? Who is this Jesus who said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven? Who is this Jesus who said, a foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof? Who is this Jesus who said, a wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, but it stood because it was built upon a rock? Who is this Jesus who said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? Who is this Jesus who said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life? Who is this Jesus who said, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Who is this Jesus who said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Who is this Jesus who said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost? Who is this Jesus who said, I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly? Who is this Jesus who said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life? Who is this Jesus who said, I am the resurrection and the life? He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Who is this Jesus who said, I am the offspring of David and the bright and morning star? Who is this Jesus who said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Who is this Jesus who said, him that cometh unto me, I will never in no wise cast out? Who is this Jesus who said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand? My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Who is this Jesus who said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it? Because wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Who is this Jesus who said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. Who is this Jesus who is the same yesterday and today and forever? Who is this Jesus who said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Who is this Jesus who said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's? Who is this Jesus who said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me? Who is this Jesus who said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For he that asketh, receiveth. And he said, he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being earthly fathers, give good things unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things unto them that ask him? Who is this Jesus who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me? Who is this Jesus who wept in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed, not my will, but thine be done? Who is this Jesus who underwent illegal trials in Roman Jewish courts and was unjustly sentenced to death by crucifixion. Who is this Jesus who paid our sin debt at Calvary, where he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness? Who is this Jesus who said, "No man taketh my life from me, I lay it down freely. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up"? Who is this Jesus who was made sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him? Who is this Jesus who died our death that we might live his life? Who is this Jesus who died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God? Who is this Jesus who cried from the cross, "It is finished, tetelestai, paid in full"? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Who is this Jesus who said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," and gave up the ghost? Who is this Jesus who conquered death, hell, and the grave when he was resurrected on the morning of the third day? Who is this Jesus who shouted triumphantly, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death"? Who is this Jesus who shall smite the nations with a sword that comes out of his mouth, and shall rule them with a rod of iron? Who is this Jesus who will tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God? Who is this Jesus who said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Who is this Jesus who ascended back to the glory world, and who is seated at the right hand of God, where he is making intercession for us as I speak? What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This Jesus is the only begotten Son of God and the Savior of the world. This Jesus is the Lamb of God and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This Jesus is the only one who can save you by washing away your sins in his own blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes whiter than snow. What can wash away my sin? What? Is there anything? Can I dig up something? Can I buy something? Can I produce? No, no, no. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away our sin. The Bible says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The Bible says neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. The Bible says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of goats and calves and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot and blemish unto God. The Bible says, for as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. William Cooper wrote, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy bleeding wound supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. What a Savior is Jesus, my Lord. May we stand together, please. As our heads are bowed, the altar's open, invitation has begun. If God has spoken to your heart today about something in your life that maybe hinders you from the worship that you need to give unto him. Maybe you have an unbearable burden this morning. Something that's weighting you down, smothering you, causing you misery and unhappiness, causing you to be malcontent, to hurt. You don't know what to do about it. Can I tell you? Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Bring it to the altar this morning. You've been wanting to get God's attention? Through the night, you thought you could get his attention and you failed. Best place I know to get God's attention is at an altar of prayer. I invite you to come. Whatever your need, maybe you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. Hear me. If you die in your sins, where Jesus is, you cannot go. And except you repent, he said, you shall all likewise perish. Could I ask you a personal question? Is it well with your soul? Do you know that if you died today, you could meet God justified, cleansed, pardoned, purged from your sins? Do you know that things are right with you and God? If not, I bid you come this morning. We're going to sing an invitation appeal. I'm going to pray, and Brother Lindsay is going to sing. If God has said something to you, why don't you say something to him around an altar of prayer? Father, we thank you this morning that we know who Jesus is. He's thy Son. He's our Savior. He's the Lamb. He's the Lion. He's the one who washes away our sins in his own blood. Now speak to each heart in this place today. And I ask it in his name and for his sake.